crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Softball season opener yesterday in Castledale. The Emory Lady Spartans falling to the Carbon Lady Dinos by a final score of 12-0. Carbon gets 13 hits, scores 12 runs off of 13 hits. That's a solid offensive outing. The Lady Spartans, a very young squad, not a single senior on this year's team, mixed between some freshmen and some sophomores and juniors. Joining us right now to talk about yesterday's game and what lies ahead for his squad, we have Emory Lady Spartans softball coach Sean Bell over the phone right now. Coach, as always, I appreciate you making time for us. Great to get you back on this year. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Jordan.
Coach, it was a tough outing for you guys yesterday. Shutout form, 12-0. You get two hits throughout the contest. Carbon gets 13. I mean, all in all, it's always tough to lose to the rival, but talk a little bit about this game yesterday and what went wrong for you guys.
Yeah, we had a freshman starter, and she come out, and she pitched really well, but Carbon's a really good hitting team, and it was a good learning experience for us.
That's a good team. I mean, you and I were talking off the cuff. You look at what the Lady Dinos have been able to accomplish. I mean, they're a good squad totally. I mean, all the way around. So it's not as if you guys were starting the season off with a cupcake.
No, Carbon is a very good team. They've been playing a long time together, and they really mesh really well.
As far as the offense goes for the team right now, obviously that was a struggle for you guys yesterday. You do log a couple of hits. You did get a runner on third. Unfortunately, just unable to bring him across home plate, Coach. So what are some of the things that you guys need to work on that you noticed yesterday offensively?
Offensively, we actually hit the ball. We had some really good hits. Carbon's defense was good. Their pitcher was outstanding. Can't take nothing away from Carbon. We need to work on some more hitting, but we had some, you know, we just didn't get it hit the holes.
You guys fall down in this game early, Coach, 5-0 at the end of the first inning. I mean, how much of that first inning was kind of one of those, how much of that affected the rest of the ball game? I mean, you have such a young team. Did the girls get down on themselves after that first inning? Did you sense some panic?
You know, we had a couple of errors in the first inning. The girls actually come back really good. Probably after the first inning, it probably should have only been 2-0, and we was down 5. I talked to them, and they knew that, you know, Carbon's a really good team, and they really didn't get down too much. They fought back, and after the first inning, we settled down, and they scored 2 and 2, and then I think they scored 4 on us the last inning. But we got a lot of work to do. We're really young, but I think the girls handled themselves pretty good.
Let's talk about this young team. You don't have any seniors on this squad, and you guys were also down Bailey Huggard, who's one of your top pitchers and also a shortstop, right? So you guys were shorthanded anyways on a team that's so young.
Yeah. Bailey's a huge component to our team. She's a great shortstop, and she's a really good pitcher. She's got one of the best bats on her team. And she got a concussion in state basketball, so she's been out. Hopefully we can get her back soon.
As far as the makeup of the team goes, Coach, you look at the years of these girls. I mean, is it predominantly the sophomore class that you'll be playing at varsity this year?
It's kind of mixed. It's probably 50-50 with juniors and sophomores. Most of them played multi-sports with each other, so they get along very well.
Which is obviously important, especially at the beginning of the season, right? I mean, there's camaraderie there right off of the bat.
It is. It's, you know, we went down and we had a dinner the night before, and the girls got along really well, and I'm looking for a good season out of them.
Well, you guys will have an opportunity to bounce back tomorrow. You'll take on Duchesne at home, and this is a squad that I know in the past is, they're kind of a bag of mixed nuts, aren't they? I mean, there are some years where you look at Duchesne and they're extremely good, and there are other years where, you know, they're down a little bit. You guys have had some success with Duchesne in the past, though.
Yeah, Duchesne is actually a really good team. They're a 1A team. The last 2 years, they've had a lot of older girls, and they've played really well. I'm not sure how they'll be this year, but I think it'll be a really good game for us.
What are some of the things that you'll hope to expand on in this game, Coach, compared to the first game? Some of the things that you're hoping to fine-tune that you know needs definite improvement and you expect the girls to kind of improve on?
You know, our outfield kind of struggled a little bit. Carbon hit some really good shots to us. The girls will step up this game, and I'm sure they're going to make them catches. And I think our bats are going to be a lot better. I don't think there's too many pitchers that we're going to face that are going to be as well-rounded as Carbon's pitchers were.
Now, they have two senior pitchers that are definitely going to be standouts. For you guys, you started Braylee Clark, right? Is that who took the mound last night for you guys?
Yeah. Brayley is a freshman. This is her first year, first start of the season. And she actually looked really well. She was a little nervous, but after she got her composure after the first inning, she pitched pretty well.
Yeah, you talk about baptism under fire, right? I mean, your first varsity game as a freshman, you got to go up against Carbon, who's got a pretty good squad. So, I mean, immediately she was put in a pretty difficult situation.
Yeah, and I talked to her 2 days before that. I let her know that she was going to start and told her that Carbon was really well. And you know, she was nervous, but she handled herself really well.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Sean Bell of the Emory Lady Spartan softball squad. Coach, let's talk about the makeup of the region and where you see you guys fitting in. I mean, last year, if I remember correctly, 1-8 is what you guys finished in league play. You know, it's a tough season. You guys won 6 games total last year, if I remember right as well, off the top of my head. How do you look to expand off of last year, which was a little bit of a down year, but again, you have a lot of those returning sophomores who are now juniors. How do you think this team improves from last year?
You know, last year we lost 3 pitchers, so that was devastating for us. Bailey was one of them. I think our pitching-wise, we're going to be very, really good. Our region is tough. Moab and Gunnison are, I'm guessing, they're probably in the top 3 teams in 2A. So I think we have a good chance of, you know, taking third place. We're going to have a lot of struggles. Hopefully we can get our pitchers going really well. And our pitchers, we have a freshman and a sophomore pitcher, so we're young at pitching, but I think they'll step up for us and do a good job.
Obviously, the goal is always to win a league crown, but you're being realistic in the fact of looking at Grand and looking at Gunnison, and I know North Sevier looks like they're going to be pretty good this year as well, and saying it's a tough region, and it's also a process. Do the younger girls accept that, knowing that it's a process and it's going to take time to compete for a league crown, especially in this 2A East, which is so highly competitive?
You know, these girls, they fight really hard, and I really believe that they think they're going to be right up to the top, and I think that we can be. Both Gunnison and Grand have a lot of returning players, so they're going to be tough.
Yeah, and well, like you said, I mean, front to back, it's a really good region all the way around. If you look at the 2A in general, Coach, do you pay attention to other regions, or do you basically just focus on Emory and the 2A East?
No, I try to focus most on ours, but I keep a pretty good eye on all of them.
What do you think of the 2A classification this year?
You know, most teams move up to 3A next year, and I think most of the teams could really compete with 3A. 2A is really tough in softball.
I think the 2A classification across the board is pretty good in every sport. I think sometimes people get it. It's kind of a misconception of, okay, it's 2A, it's one of the lower classifications, but that's not a clear indication on how good the talent level really is, because there's some great ball players across the board in every sport.
There is, and we're, you know, next year when we move up to 3A, people, I know that people are watching, and they know that the 2A is tough.
That definitely is. Now, after this Friday's contest against Duchesne, you guys will have the weekend off, right, Coach? Then you guys will jump back into action next week against North St. Pete, and that's it for non-league play. I mean, right after that, you guys are taking on Grand.
We play Friday, and then we play North St. Pete, and then we go to St. George for 5 games, and then we start our league.
So you guys do have a couple of other games to kind of prepare for league play. It's not as I know the soccer team is jumping right in next week. You guys still have a little bit of time.
Yeah, it's still pretty rough. I mean, we don't get a lot of practice time in, so we gotta fix on the go. Going down to St. George, we'll see 5 teams that they're all going to be pretty good teams. So we'll learn about a lot of who we are down there.
As far as the timing of the schedule for softball, it's very similar to baseball. You guys play so many games in such a short period of time. How difficult is that for a coach with a younger team? I mean, you don't have a lot of practice time because you guys play so many games in a short amount of time.
Yeah, our first week we had tryouts. We had 1 practice, and we had the junior prom. So half of my team was gone for the junior prom. So basically we've had 2.5 practices before our first game.
That's insane. That's crazy to think about.
It's rough.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got such a grind of a schedule, no less, and then everything that just happens. You know, I know that the schools are up against it as far as the end of the school year coming in May, but, I mean, that's got to be difficult from a coaching standpoint.
You know, and the majority of my team played basketball, so they couldn't even get in and work out before because, state's going. So they didn't have a lot of time to prepare for themselves, but we'll get there.
Right. Well, Coach, it was fun to talk about the game last night. I really always appreciate you making time for us. Best of luck as you guys take on Duchesne, and hopefully we can catch up again next week.
Sure thing, Jordan, and thanks for having us on.
No problem. That's Coach Sean Bell of the Emory Lady Spartans softball squad. Again, we'll continue to keep tabs on them throughout the entire season. Hopefully they can bounce back tomorrow and grab a victory over Duchesne. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll talk some NFL football. Free agency is underway. We have some movement already. Plus, it looks as if the Raiders may actually be on their way to Las Vegas. I mean, you talk about an exciting time for Vegas. They signed their first player to their professional hockey team earlier in the week. Their hockey team, which will come into the league next year. They add a second NASCAR race, and now they're about to get the Raiders. How close is this deal from happening? We'll talk about that when we return.